Animals in God's Story. Appendix 1. How to Comfort a Child When a Pet Dies, a Soul Worth Grieving. By Steve Martin and Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. When a beloved pet dies, something in the house feels off, quieter, emptier. And if you're a parent, you've likely seen that ache reflected in your child's eyes, confused, tear-filled, broken. How do you comfort a child whose furry friend is gone? You start with the truth. This isn't a small loss. It's real, and it matters. Your child didn't lose just an animal. They lost a companion, a soul that God made on purpose, a creature they loved. The Bible calls both humans and animals nephesh, living souls. That wagging tail, that purr, that nuzzle, it wasn't random behavior. It was grace with fur. Animals weren't thrown into the world as extras. They were crafted to be part of our lives, messengers of comfort, joy, and love. So when your child cries, don't minimize it. Validate it. Say, I miss them too. Tell them it's okay to feel sad and that missing someone is a sign of love that ran deep. Then offer them hope that runs even deeper. God doesn't forget what he breathes life into. That pet your child loved, God loved first. He doesn't throw away what he calls good. He's already written the last chapter of their story, and it is grand. In fact, the Bible speaks of a day when all of creation will be made new, a world without death, without pain, a world full of joy and reunion. That includes the animals who made our hearts bigger. So when your child asks, "Will I see them again?" you can say, "Yes," with confidence rooted in a God who keeps his promises, not just to people, but to every living creature. Grief is real, but so is hope. And one day, when all things are made new, that tail will wag again. And that hug, that beautiful reunion, it's already written in God's story.